This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening, I am Wale Aliyu in the ABC 10 News studio. Juneteenth will now be an official paid day off for City of San Diego employees. Mayor Todd Gloria and the City Council unanimously approved it Tuesday. Juneteenth is on June 19th. It recognizes the end of slavery in the United States in 1865. It is a federal, state, and city holiday. This is part of Gloria's efforts to create a more inclusive San Diego and celebrate the city's diversity. New information about an alleged sexual assault in El Cajon. We've been covering. Police arrested two convicted sex offenders for allegedly having sex with a minor at a Motel 6. You see them on your screen there. Detectives were able to identify and locate one of the victims Tuesday. She is a 16-year-old girl. The DA's office is evaluating the charges for both of the suspects. The El Cajon City Council had a meeting Tuesday about the alleged sexual assault. A search is going on in Montreal for a missing UC San Diego neuroscientist right now. She is one of the many missing after a fire in an old heritage building that had Airbnbs. One body has been found. Ann Wu was in Montreal, Canada last week for a conference. She was expected to return Friday. Canadian police are investigating the cause of the fire. Want to bring in now ABC 10 News meteorologist Angelica Campos, who's been busy tracking all of this rain that we've been getting. It seems like every week.
Here we go again. Yeah. And heavy rain tonight. The good news here, Wale, is that tomorrow is going to be a little bit more hit or miss. So it's not going to be as widespread and ongoing as it's been on Tuesday. We could also see some isolated thunderstorms. Temperature-wise, we're going to be anywhere from 58 to 60 degrees from the coast inland. In the mountains, cold enough for snow all the way down to 4,000 feet. I'll have the rest of the forecast coming up.